Hello, everybody. What is up? This is Nick Osler, the host of the 5AM Club podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today was a struggle a little bit. Sorry, this is hitting a little bit late. It's about 7:30, and I will post this right when I finish because I didn't record it yesterday like I should have. I was just getting back to the new grind of things, so I'm in Southern California now. And so it's a whole, you know, different world because I don't have, well, I have responsibilities. I have to, you know, drive Uber in the evenings and then I also have to go to school. But other than that, I have a lot of extra time on my hands. And so it's very easy, I found out today, that if you have a lot of time on your hands, it's easy to just waste all that time. And so I'm learning like a new level of discipline, having to choreograph or, you know, kind of structure my day in a way where I can be ultra productive, even though I don't have to be. And that's the hardest part. And I know that's one of the hardest parts about entrepreneurship is it just takes a different level of, discipline to be able to be successful when you don't have to. And that's why I was hearing the other day about how like most people get to a level of comfort where their bills are paid, their mortgage is paid, you know, they can send their kids to school, they can live okay, like just like barely enough, and then they stop, right? And I've lived that way for my entire life. And so what I'm trying to do now is, like I mentioned a few episodes ago, is once I hit that point, just step on the gas. And that's when I need to go extra hard in order to be successful. And so, let me tell you, it's extremely difficult because I woke up. So I went to bed around probably like 11:15, 11:20 last night. And so I had set my alarm for about 5:30. And instead of jumping out of bed and getting to the gym, which usually I've been doing for the last three weeks, month, easily, I like majorly struggled because in my head, it's like, well, if I sleep until 7 and go to the gym 7 to 8, then it still gives me 2 hours to work on my business and before I have to go to school. And I could do that and nobody would know and everything would be fine. Except for the fact that I would be shorthanding myself 2 hours, right? I'm losing 2 hours of massive growth on my web design business. And that's 2 hours of learning I can do. That's 2 hours of building I can do. That's 2 hours of figuring something new out as far as like, you know, the automation side of the web design. And so I'm just like at this point where I'm like, dude, I need to get my crap together. I need to really buckle down because I feel like for the first time these next 3 months, the rubber is really, really hitting the road. And I have nothing that's going to, like, because literally I could go to school, drive Uber, and make enough money to where all our bases are covered. It's not a lot of money. It won't allow us to get ahead. It's probably in reality not enough money, but enough to like pretend and for us to feel like it's enough money. And so it was just such a struggle. Honestly, it took me about half an hour to get out of bed. And I made it to the gym, just finished my workout. Like I said, 7:30 now. So that was a pretty long, about hour and 15 minute workout. So not too bad. I feel exhausted right now. So if I sound out of breath, that's why. Just one thought I wanted to share today that I heard and I learned and I'm about to go implement is Alex talks about having essentially a therapy session with your 85-year-old self. And you actually have to like get on and chat with him. So like open up a Google Doc and chat with him and say, hey, what's up? Hey, pretty good. How's everything? Good. You know, just finished a workout. Oh, man, I remember when I got to work out. Man, now everything hurts. Oh, yeah, right on. And then you can kind of ask your 85-year-old self questions in order to get the right answers that will lead you to that dream outcome, essentially, of where you'd like to be when you're 85 years old. And the cool thing about that is it forces you to realize, number one, where you want to be when you're 85 years old. But second, you get to realize, like, what is it going to actually take in order to get to where you want to be when you're 85 years old. And the reason he was talking about this is because in order to get good advice, you have to give so much context a lot of times in order to get, you know, good business advice, life advice, you know, and everyone's situation is so different that I've never spoken with a therapist, but I imagine most of the advice from therapists and stuff like that is probably only a half valid, because a lot of times you can't explain the full situation. You can't, I mean, just not because you can't do it, just because it's extremely difficult to articulate a lot of the things you're feeling most of the time and give context for your decisions. And like, you've lived, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. How could you explain that in just an hour or, you know, even multiple hours? However, if you're giving advice to yourself, I think at the end of the day, most people know what they need to do in order to be more successful. The problem is we fall short in the implementation. And so I'm going to try it today. I will let you know how it goes tomorrow. Oh man, I'm really out of breath. And see how it goes. But you have to actually open up the doc and have a conversation with your future self. Say, how's it going? And he'll be, oh man, life is good. You know, we have X amount in the bank. We have, you know, our kids are doing awesome things. Like the more detail, the more vivid you can make it, the more beneficial it will be. And so that's the goal today. The other thing I'm realizing is everything about entrepreneurship is way less glamorous than it seems. And the only glamorous part is daydreaming about how successful you're going to be. But the actual doing is much, much harder. But the payoff is much greater if you're willing to put in the work. So be amazing, guys. I thank you so much for being here with us. Get up at 5 a.m., start your day off right, and you will thank yourself in, you know, 20, 30 years when you're absolutely killing it and on top of the world. So we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.